North Korea says it will launch this 32-meter-long rocket by April 16th with the goal of placing an Earth observation satellite into orbit. It will be the nation's third ballistic missile attempt, and the United States does not approve. White House spokesman Jay Carney.
We view the potential rocket launch as a very provocative act that would be, if it were conducted, done in direct violation of North Korea's international obligations.
State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland summed up the U.S. position this way.
Don't do it.
Nuland noted that Pyongyang is also thought to be preparing a third underground nuclear test.
Obviously, that would be equally bad, if not worse.
Although the rocket's projected southward trajectory does not cross over Japanese territory, Japan's military is on full alert. Chief Cabinet Secretary Osamu Fujimura.
The Japanese government maintains the view that any launch of a missile is a violation of UN Security Council resolutions.
But Pyongyang maintains international prohibitions do not cover space endeavors. North Korean launch manager Jang Myon-jin.
The space treaty clearly states that every country has the right to develop space technology and explore space for peaceful purposes.
Not so, says former CIA Korea specialist Bruce Klingner.
After North Korea launched similar missiles or satellites, the UN Security Council passed a number of resolutions precluding North Korea from being able to launch any item using ballistic missile technology, as the wording says. So whether they have a satellite up top or recording devices, it's immaterial.
Klingner says the launch is designed to boost the image of North Korea's new leader, Kim Jong-un, at home and to strengthen the country's bargaining position at international nuclear negotiations.
North Korea feels that when it's raising tensions, that it will make the other nations cower and offer concessions in return for lowering the tensions that North Korea has raised.
Those tensions are keenly felt in South Korea, where officials warn of a threat to the peace and stability of the Korean Peninsula and Asia as a whole if the launch goes forward. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.